Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 24th. Looks like we're going to start off the week lower here. We had December corn down a nickel overnight at 679 and a quarter. December wheat down 9 cents at 841 and three quarters. And Jan beans, I'm switching my comments now to January beans, down 13 cents at 1391 and a half. We did not see any export sales to start the week here today. We haven't seen any export corridor deal signed or even really discussed between Russia and Ukraine. President Erdogan of Turkey said he didn't see any major obstacles in the way, so hopefully we'll get something done there. We've certainly seen better rains in Argentina, better rains in southern Brazil. The entire country of Brazil has had some really good rains. In fact, maybe just a tad too much. Their soybean planting is 4% behind a year ago. Last year was 38% planted. Now we're at 34%. So a little bit of delays there, but nothing bad. Looking forward to the week when we have export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll have crop progress after the close. We'll see the weekly sales on Thursday. We've got some government reports out. And as we know, these markets have been very subject to the whims of the Dow Jones. When the Dow Jones breaks hard, we tend to be under pressure as people worry about recession and inflation. When companies have good earnings and the government reports aren't too bad, the stock market rallies, and inflation and recession fears seem to wane. I would say we've got the bonds down 25 ticks here, almost a full basis point, down to 118.10 on the December 30-year bond, just shy of Friday's lows out here. Certainly higher interest rates are coming. I've seen two reports, one that said we're going to see a 75 basis point increase on November's meeting, and then another 75 points on the December meeting. People are now starting to say, or I've seen an argument to that, saying they're going to raise it 75 basis points in November, but not do anything in December. I don't see inflation slowing down out here. I see interest rates being this high, causing mortgage rates higher. I just don't see it out here. Maybe housing is going to cool a little bit, as it should with interest rates where they are. But, food, rent, so many other things are just sky high out here. So I don't see that as, backing these markets off. In fact, I think ultimately the talk about a recession first quarter of next year is pretty much on the money. But we'll have to see. But, I think we're going to continue to be relatively choppy. The pros will look to buy hard breaks. The pros will look to sell big rallies out here until something is really definitive. But, the big issue is exports. With the dollar as strong as it is, we don't see good exports. If the Chinese can wait until the Brazilian crops come in, the end of January, end of February, then we're going to see our export in the bean market drop off significantly, in my opinion. But between now and then, we could see more exports. We know carryouts are tight. So, I think we've got to be a little bit careful that we don't get these carryouts too much lower than they are out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.